Well, hello and welcome everybody to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 24th of July, 2025. Hope you're well. Hope you are having a good week. It's another Thursday night. I am shattered once again. I'm looking forward to getting off to bed. One of the great advantages, of course, for me anyway, Friday is the start of my weekend, first day of my weekend. And I am looking forward to getting up early, heading down the lawn and doing a bit of gardening, just to unwind a little bit. One of the great things about having a Friday's off is it does afford me that little bit more time to find more time for leisure. And it's interesting because I had a bit of a realisation today, or a thought that came across my mind. Now, this week we've probably heard we have had the loss of two people that I grew up watching on the TV, Ozzy Osbourne and Hulk Hogan. And one of the things I just found myself thinking as I'm watching the news reports is how talented these people were at their prospective fields. And it made me wonder, what is it that made them so good? And the thing that dawned on me is that good old phrase, anybody can learn to play a musical instrument. Anybody can learn to do anything. The real thing to get good at it is to practice, practice, practice. And it's the same with gardening, isn't it? The more we practice, the more we trial, the more we try and do, the better we become. It's a very interesting thought process I've gone throughout this, and sometimes it happens. I haven't quite delved out all my full thoughts on the matter, but certainly practice, practice, practice is such an important part. Now, as I said, heading down to the allotment tomorrow morning, bit of tidying up to do, strimming, and I'm starting now to look at sowing some green manures where I can. We've got a few spaces that are coming available. We, of course, are filling them up with plants at the same time, which brings me up to what we're planning to do this weekend. Now, down on the allotment, I'm going to harvest all my first early potatoes, get them all up, and then get them home. That is going to leave that bed completely empty. Luckily, I have some winter cabbages that are set to go into these places. So I'm going to pull back the mulch, harvest the potatoes, plant up some cabbages, pop back the mulch, give them all a good watering. And that should do us well for the next few weeks, few months. It will certainly give us our winter vegetables anyway, or winter cabbages. Now, added to that, what else am I planning to do on the allotment? Continuing the tidying up, the just general harvesting and things like that, really. It's going to be a bit of a quiet weekend for me, I think, on the garden front, but I certainly want to get my winter cabbages in and get other winter crops in where I can. Back at home, the work going on with my driveway and path will be continuing tomorrow at long, long last. We are nearing the end, and I will be glad when it is over. I'll be completely honest. It will be worth it. It will be worth it, but the garden looks like Steptoe's yard. So I want to tidy that up a little bit, and I want to start just making some plans on what I really want to do once this pathway is completed. What I mean by that is that I've always grown trees and fruit bushes out the front in various pots, but it was a mix and match of different pots, different sizes. And I really want to go more over onto the autopot systems. So I'm thinking of getting XXL autopots out the front for fruit trees and maybe the smaller pots for fruit bushes. A lot of thinking going on, a lot of planning going on. And of course, we are going to be sowing more seeds, etc., etc. The usual sort of thing that we do on a weekend. Now, what other things could you be doing? I'm just going to look through the rest of July's checklist. Of course, we need to keep watering when dry. We've had a bit of rain today, but not enough. Not enough. We really want that water to soak down into the ground to ensure we have got plenty of water at the roots. Obviously, we've got to keep an eye out for pests, continuing picking off any caterpillars, aphids, etc., etc. Maybe look at putting up some animal homes and things like that. Harvesting fruits and vegetables, of course, is an important thing to do. Keep on top of the weeding, mulching, and of course, feeding with whatever plant feed we need to use. I tend to do all my feeding on a Friday, feed it Friday, as I like to call it. So that'll be tomorrow that we do our feeding. I'm rather tired, as you can probably gather. Now, this brings me up to today and what seeds we sow today. Today, we were sowing the cabbage at Durham Early. Now, this is traditionally a spring cabbage, and it's perfect for getting a head start for next year's harvest. So I've sown these today in order to try and make sure that we've got these cabbages for next year. So what I've done is I've actually sown mine into plug plant trainers, as I always do. Just filled up with seed sowing compost, bit of perlite mixed in as well, dibbed a hole and dropped a seed in the hole. Now, you don't have to do it just on in plug plants. You could sow them directly where you want them to grow. Just sow the seeds directly into the soil, about 1 centimetre deep. Keep them somewhere cool and dry. Now, what way I'm going to grow them, because I'm growing these in plug plants, we will just wait until they're 2 or 3 leaves, and then we'll transplant them into a bigger pot before they go into their ground. We're probably going to be about a month before they are actually going into their position. So in the meantime, we're going to prepare the soil. Plenty of organic matter in the form of well-rotted compost added to the soil. Of course, we want to make sure that we add some lime to the soil as well, just to make sure that they are prepared. Lime adjusts the pH to make it more suitable for growing cabbages. Garden lime is all we need. It's fairly cheap to buy from a garden centre, but when it comes to brassicas, I highly recommend a good dusting of lime when you plant out your cabbages or any of the other brassicas. And then all you've got to do is just keep them, once you planted, keep them well watered. They do like firm soil, so it's sometimes just worth just pushing the soil in around it. I like to mulch my cabbages as well with some good straw or compost and feed them with a high nitrogen feed every now and then. Something like chicken manure pellets can be quite good. Now, I would expect these cabbages to be ready from March onwards next year. So we've got quite a while to wait for them. But as soon as they are firm and tight, that is when they are ready for harvesting. Now, one of my top tips when it comes to these seeds is spread the sowing of these seeds out. You don't have to sow them all in one go. You could sow a few now, then in a few weeks' time, sow a few more, and sow on right up till October. And that should give you plenty of seeds for next year, plenty of plants for next year anyway. Don't forget, of course, there'll be other brassicas, cauliflowers, etc., that we can also sow for spring crops next year. You will find now that we are starting to turn attention to what we're going to be growing next year. So it's always good to sit down and make plans of how we move forward with our gardens, making sure we've got all the seeds that we want. Right, with that, I'm going to wrap this one up and head to bed. Thanks so much for listening. We will be back again next time on Sunday. Until then, please take care.